Let's turn now to a persistent, perplexing puzzle. That's my alliterative moment of the day. Since late 2007, the U.S. labor force has shrunk significantly, raising questions about where the workers have gone and why. The White House's Council of Economic Advisors concluded last week that for the most part, the reason is pretty simple. Baby boomers are retiring. But critics, of course, disagree. They argue that, if anything, boomers are working longer because the post-recession recovery has been so weak. Marilyn Gwax is senior business editor at NPR, and she joins us now. And first of all, Marilyn, just remind us, how much has the labor force been contracting recently?
Really has been shrinking. The labor force participation rate includes people who are both looking for work and those who already have jobs. And it's good for the economy when that's a big, robust group. But in 2007, the number was 66% of the population, and now it's down to 63% of the population. So economists have been scratching their heads. Where is everybody? Where'd they go?
And what did the White House Council on Economic Advisors then conclude? They point to baby boomers.
Yeah, they put together this pretty large study, 53 pages, lots of footnotes, lots of sources, and they concluded that two things happened at the same time in 2008. You had a terrible recession slam into the economy, and that was the very moment when the oldest baby boomers, those who were born in 1946, turned 62. So people got laid off, and they maybe collected unemployment insurance for a while, and then they looked around and said, you know what, actually, I'm not going to get hired. I might as well start collecting Social Security. So every year since then, more and more people have crossed that threshold. Now the oldest baby boomers are 68 years old. And basically, the Council of Economic Advisors were saying, forget it. These people are missing. They're out of the workforce. And that's just over half of these missing workers can be considered these retired baby boomers who are not going to come back.
Okay, but critics would point to lots of anecdotal and perhaps actual evidence that older Americans are staying in the workforce longer than in the past precisely because of the recession.
Well, that's true, too. That's the crazy thing about economics. Sometimes everything is true. but there is a kernel of truth to that because, in the past, in the 20th century, there were a lot of people who were coal miners, steel workers, factory workers. And by the time they got to be 55, their bodies were pretty beaten up. So they retired. They may have been unionized workers. They had pensions. And they came out of the workforce at 55 or so. And today, more people are office workers. So there really are more baby boomers working into their 50s and into their early 60s. But that is a relatively small change compared with the overwhelming tidal wave of baby boomers who are retiring. Right. Keep in mind the baby boomer generation, people born after World War II in that period when lots of people had lots of babies, that's about 75 million Americans. So even if there is this uptick in older workers in their late 50s working, it's not enough to overcome how many people are retiring.
I see. So in the less than a minute we've got left, Marilyn, who are the rest of the missing workers, if not retiring baby boomers?
Well, some of it, about a half of a percentage point, are people who are just sort of normally discouraged. In any recession, some people are going to drop out. Maybe they go to community college. They might stay home with the kids. But then the rest of it, there's a full percentage point of people who can't be accounted for as sort of normally discouraged, and they're not retired baby boomers. These are people who are deeply discouraged and really have dropped out. They might be living in a sibling's basement. They might be homeless. They might be any number of things, but they seem to be really out of the workforce. And so we may be, looking at a sort of permanently smaller workforce because those folks are so far out of it.
Marilyn Gwax is senior business editor at NPR.